Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Redmen Bite Size. It is Friday, the 24th of November. My name is Dan Club, and I'm going to run you through all the latest stories relating to Liverpool Football Club. And we begin with a story that rears its ugly head, I think it's fair to say. It all kicked off in the summer, of course. In the summer transfer window, reports began to emerge that there was interest from the Saudi Pro League in Liverpool's Mohamed Salah. Now, that led to panic, I think it's fair to say, for the final 6 days of the summer, whereby Liverpool couldn't buy anyone because the transfer deadline had passed in the Premier League. But the Saudi Pro League window remained open until, I think it was a Thursday night. I think our window ended on a Friday and theirs stayed open until the following Thursday. So despite being unable to sign anyone to potentially replace Mohamed Salah, there remained this sort of a lingering doom cloud that meant that Liverpool had to wait and wait and wait and hope that a crazy, crazy offer did not come in for our star Egyptian king. And as it was, that passed, and it passed pretty much without incident, really. There was lots of talk, lots of speculation, but never really materialised into anything substantial or anything particularly threatening from Liverpool point of view. There were talks earlier on that a verbal offer of around £150 million had been made by Al Ittihad, it was at the time, but since then, it's all gone relatively quiet. I think Liverpool have done their talking on the pitch. Salah has certainly done his talking on the pitch. He's carried on his imperious form, of course. He remains evergreen. He remains just inevitable, quite frankly. In the Premier League already this season, he's got 10 goals and 4 assists in just 12 appearances. So, yeah, no real surprise that the noise has quieted down somewhat around Salah's future. But it does remain a story nevertheless, certainly when international breaks come around, of course. And speaking on his Here We Go podcast, Fabrizio Romano has ruled out the possibility of the 31-year-old leaving when the transfer window opens in January. He said, "From what I'm told, Liverpool will retain the same position in the January transfer window. Liverpool have no intention of letting Mo Salah leave in January. With crazy money, anything can happen. But as of now, Liverpool have the same position." So yeah, no huge surprise there. I think nobody's realistically expecting a world whereby Salah does leave mid-season. It doesn't feel particularly possible. Certainly, if Liverpool continue to fight on all four fronts as we are doing as we speak, I don't see Liverpool allowing that to happen. I don't see Salah wanting it to happen. So, yeah, that was always a bit of a non-starter. I think come the end of the season and come the time whereby we'll be 12 months out from Salah's contract expiring, that could be a different conversation. I think this next summer is going to be fascinating in terms of Salah's future. There almost has to be a decision one way or another. I don't think you can allow him just to run down his contract. He's so important. He's so valuable, basically, as well, to the football club, that I don't think you can allow him, albeit his final season would continue to be brilliant, his numbers, his output would just be exceptional as ever. Can you allow Salah to leave for free? I don't know. You have to give him a new deal next summer, or unfortunately, you have to sell him. But if you were selling him, you'd want upwards of £200 million, quite possibly, for his services, because, again, just wonderful, wonderful footballer who, if anything, is getting better right now. So, yeah, not a conversation anyone needs to have at this point. I think we're some way removed from it. But, yeah, like I say, Fabrizio Romano has confirmed that Liverpool have no interest in selling Salah in January. Liverpool, apparently, though, do have interest, concrete interest, nonetheless, in Bayern Munich winger Leroy Sané. This comes from Christian Falk of Sport Build. He says, "Liverpool's interest in Leroy Sané is concrete. You can compare him to the man he might end up replacing at Anfield in Mo Salah. They have both speed, and Sané is certainly younger." Yes, yes, he is younger. He is 27 to Mohamed Salah's 31. However, if to come back to it, Liverpool do find themselves in a situation whereby they do need to replace Mohamed Salah. I cannot see it being Leroy Sané for a couple of reasons. One, I mean, he's a brilliant footballer. He's not as good as Mohamed Salah, but very few in world football are, if any, at that particular role. But for me personally, just in my personal opinion, I don't see Liverpool going down the route of replacing Salah with someone in their prime. I think Sané, age-wise, is certainly in his prime right now. I think you either go younger and sign sort of potential, someone you can mould, someone who could develop into something like Mohamed Salah, or you go slightly older and you go to someone like Bukayo Saka at Arsenal, which again feels like a nigh on impossible deal to get done, but I think you try your hand at it because replacing Salah is such a difficult thing to do. You've almost got to go all guns blazing to at least try it, and if that fails, again, just go and buy sort of the potential instead. You don't buy a 27-year-old, soon to be 28-year-old Leroy Sané and maybe get one, two seasons out of him before you're in the same boat again and you have to try and replace Leroy Sané at some point. And on top of that, you haven't got a £200 million asset on your hands with which to do it. So, yeah, who knows? Could happen, of course, it could. The potential for this to be sort of applying for a new contract as well over at Bayern. I think we had that recently with Jamal Musiala too. So, yeah, again, brilliant player. Numbers brilliant in the Bundesliga this season as well. I'll just touch on them now. He has 8 goals and 6 assists in 11 Bundesliga appearances. So, brilliant output over there and tears it up pretty much consistently in Germany. And he was brilliant for Manchester City likewise. So, yeah, I think in terms of ability, I don't see a huge issue in Liverpool being interested in him. I just think there's a few different factors that play into that not really being the ideal potential replacement if indeed one is needed.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Speaking of potential replacements, they really do dominate the news headlines at the minute, and Liverpool reportedly planning a swoop for Rafinha, of course, now with Barcelona. It would reportedly cost between 40 and 50 million to sign the Brazilian from Barcelona next summer. That's according to Football Insider. It claims that Tottenham, Newcastle and Liverpool are all interested. He's under contract until 2027 at the Camp Nou and earns around £210,000 a week. Now, at the moment, Rafinha is 25. He's obviously played in the Premier League previously for Leeds. I was really impressed with him at Leeds, to be honest. And he was indeed linked to a move to Liverpool during his spell at Elland Road. So, slightly more possible in my world, I think. I think the fee would be slightly lower, potentially. I don't think it's really happened for him at Barca, it's fair to say. He's got 9 appearances so far in La Liga, scored twice, and has 1 assist this season. So not setting the world alight, necessarily. I think Barcelona could do with shipping a few players off their books. They need to balance their books, it feels like, all the time over there. So, yeah, slightly more legs to this one. But again, in terms of the age profile, I don't think it's where Liverpool go. I really don't. I think we go just a couple of years younger, personally than someone like Rafinha or indeed Leroy Sané. I will just touch on the news in terms of injuries, because Liverpool, of course, face Manchester City tomorrow at time of recording, and it's good news from Liverpool perspective, actually. A couple of problems before the international break, which led to us having a bench, which was essentially a classroom against Brentford. But Ibu Kanate, Joe Gomez, Ryan Gavenberch, and somebody I forgot, Curtis Jones, is the one, have all returned to training at the AXA ahead of the trip to the Etihad to face Manchester City in what is probably the game of the season so far from a Liverpool perspective, and indeed the entire Premier League perspective, because obviously sitting just a point behind Pep Guardiola's Manchester City, we go up to Manchester with a real chance to make a statement and land a bit of a blow on, I think, the team that people are already sort of crowning as champions elect. So yeah, it could be a big opportunity for the Reds. Not an easy trip, of course, at all, but I've just got this sneaky feeling that we might have the firepower to hurt them. Let's hope so, anyway. I do want to touch on a couple more stories before I go. Nyani Road, there was a significant update from the club on the opening of the Anfield Road stand. The upper tier will be open for the Man United home game. This is going to be not necessarily a test event, but they will be trying out, making sure everything runs smoothly for this. As a view to opening up the entire stand in the not too distant future, which is definitely a step in the right direction. We all know that sort of dragged on for far longer than anybody in particular club would have hoped for. Another one came from Brazil as well. Liverpool are reportedly the favourites to sign Lucas Beraldo, a young Sao Paulo defender who I've had a chat about this week to find out a little bit more information on Redmen Plus, which is available now. And speaking of that, it is a time of recording, Black Friday as well. So I just want to tell you about the offers that we've got in the world of the Redmen TV right now. Over on redmenmerch.com, you can head on there and you've got a lovely little wheel that you can spin. And if it lands on 50% off, you get a brilliant code that gives you 50% off any order you make. So that's not to be missed, is it? There's also, I think it ranges from 20% up to 50% off. So yeah, get over there and grab yourself a bargain. And as well on redmenplus.com, if you sign up as a captain yearly and use the code REDS, you will get 50% off a year's worth of content, plus the entire back catalogue, which gives you, of course, the documentaries, journal insights, expert insights, and beyond. So again, another offer not to be missed this Black Friday. So yeah, just to quickly run you through all the news before I let you all get on with whatever you are doing. Mohamed Salah will not be leaving Liverpool Football Club in January, according to Fabrizio Romano, which is good news. Liverpool reportedly have concrete interest in Leroy Sané, according to Christian Falk. Liverpool are planning a swoop for Rafinha, potentially as a Mohamed Salah replacement, according to Football Insider. And yeah, some good news on the injury front. Loads of our lads back in training. The South American contingent are also back as well, safe and sound, and ready to put on a show, we all hope, at the Etihad. The upper tier of the Anfield will be open for the Manchester United home game. Not a bad game for it to be open for, that is it, let's be fair. And we are also the favourites to sign 20-year-old Brazilian defender Lucas Beraldo from Sao Paulo. That's everything. That's your news. Enjoy your weekend. Try and enjoy the game if you're not watching from behind the couch. And yeah, until next time, take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.